USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she believes Democrats will come together and do what's necessary when it comes to the budget.
I think everyone realizes, all the Democrats in Congress, that this is an historic opportunity that we have to invest in this country to address some long-standing structural problems that have been holding back American families.
The Treasury Secretary speaking on ABC's This Week. And for the first time since the troop withdrawal in Afghanistan, the U.S. beginning talks with the Taliban, the extremist group saying they will not cooperate with the U.S. to contain the ISIS terrorist group after they claimed responsibility for a recent bombing that killed four dozen. Severe storms capable of producing large hail, tornadoes, and damaging winds expected this afternoon into the overnight hours in portions of Oklahoma and Texas. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The bombshell against Facebook by whistleblower Frances Haugen is leading to changes at the social media network.
We will, of course, seek to make ourselves ever more transparent so people can hold us to account. We understand that with success comes responsibility, comes criticism, comes scrutiny, comes responsibility, and that's why we're, you know, the first Silicon Valley company to set up an independent oversight board.
Nick Clegg, Vice President of Global Affairs for Facebook, telling ABC's This Week that they need to be held to account. A union representing thousands of pilots filed a lawsuit against Southwest Airlines after the company announced mandatory COVID-19 vaccination requirements. Epic Times reports the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association has asked a judge to grant a temporary injunction against the vaccination mandate while also asking for an immediate hearing on its request before a federal court in Dallas. The union asserts the Texas-based airline violated terms under the Railway Labor Act with its vaccine mandate. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A mass shooting at a busy bar in St. Paul, Minnesota, killed a woman in her 20s and wounded more than a dozen. Steve Linders of the St. Paul Police Department says it was a chaotic scene.
There were gunshot wound victims lying in the street outside the bar. There were gunshot wound victims lying on the sidewalk outside the bar. And there were gunshot wound victims lying on the floor inside the bar. All told, 15 people were shot.
Preliminary information is that there were multiple shooters. A school in Wyoming is facing backlash for how they handled a student who refused to wear a mask.
A 16-year-old high school girl was arrested and her entire school locked down at Laramie High School in Wyoming.
We are in a lockdown. Please stay in your rooms until further notice. Thank you.
This entire building now is in lockdown. So you have now restricted the movement of over 1,000 students who are not allowed to leave their classrooms because you're trying to get back into the classroom. Which you are not allowed to do because you've been suspended. Okay?
She was given a $500 citation by a police officer, then was handcuffed and arrested when she refused to voluntarily leave the school. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
16 athletes who are not vaccinated have won another round in their legal battle to play sports, despite Western Michigan University's mandate that all of its intercollegiate athletics get the shot. In a unanimous decision, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati, Ohio, held that the university violated the athletes' First Amendment rights. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.